Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today, federally insured by NCUA, by Northrop Grumman, the value of performance, and by Leidos, practical answers for a complicated world.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. I'm Pete Medhurst. Coming up with football off, we take a chance to get around the yard, talk to a couple of other successful programs. Navy Women's Soccer with Karen Gubera looking for a division championship on Saturday night. If they can beat Bucknell, a winner tie secures the top seed for the Patriot League tournament at the Glenn Warner Soccer Facility. Volleyball in contention for the top spot in the Patriot League as well. We'll examine their season with head coach Larry Bach. All that and more coming up next on the Navy Sports Magazine right here on Navy Sports Network.
Navy football fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from Navy football and your friends at Anheuser-Busch who remind you responsibility matters.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about.
The Naval Academy Athletic Association expects to win at everything they do. Join the Blue and Gold today, and your contribution will help enable our midshipmen to pursue the highest goals possible as members of our varsity or junior varsity teams. For more information, call 1-800-US-4-NAVY or log on to NavySports.com.
Look at that mouth. That poor, parched mouth. What'd you eat for lunch? Chalk dust? Did your face storm a sandcastle? You're being awfully quiet. Is that because your mouth feels like the business end of a Dremel saw? Is it because your mouth just wrote a haiku and all 17 syllables were dry heaves? Right now, your mouth could be tongue-bathing in the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew. Instead, it feels like you've been motorboating King Tut's sarcophagus. Show some mercy. Crack open an ice-cold Mountain Dew. Ah. You know your mouth wants you to. Do the Dew.
You know you're in the market for a new car when... Or when... And definitely when...
Congratulations on the twins!
Luckily, when it comes to auto loans, Navy Federal Credit Union offers competitive rates, a pre-approval check, and up to 100% financing. So when you know you're ready for a better, Navy Federal is ready to help. Visit NavyFederal.org for more information. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Navy Women's Soccer with a big showdown coming up on Saturday. You'll see it on the Patriot League Network as Joe Miller will have the call at 7 o'clock from the Glenn Warner Soccer Facility. And with Karen Gubera, your team has at least positioned itself in what has been a very good league, especially at the top. I mean, there's not seemingly much difference between maybe even 1 through 4 or 5 with the way the league has developed. The importance of being in control with a win or tie and being able to maybe get home field advantage now for the Patriot League tournament.
That's very important. You know, these are things you look at as a staff and you're hoping the players don't follow too much. But from the start this year, we've had the motto win today. And we believe every game matters. Every game's super important. So players have been really, really good at looking at that game, preparing for that game, knowing that game has a lot at stake just on that one result, and they played one game at a time. So, you know, that's important, and they know it's there, and they know we're playing for first place, but their focus is we're playing a really talented Bucknell team that, you know, they won last year. So we need to be ready to play one of our best games this season.
You guys challenged yourself in the out-of-conference schedule. You played multiple Power 5 programs. Are you seeing now in your league on a day-in and day-out basis some of the rewards of challenging yourself against the caliber of competition you did?
Absolutely. When you play the good teams, it brings out your weaknesses. And when you play those high-level teams that have a deep bench and they make sub after sub and the level doesn't change, and you've got to learn to adjust. You've got to learn new ways to find ways to win. You've got to fine-tune your team defending, and team defending's been very good, which is one of the things we work on a lot. But it's also... what I think is important for the players. You know, down the road, they're going to remember these big games. They're going to remember playing the Stanfords and the Tennessees and the Marylands. And, of course, I remember our league opponents as well. And the Army-Navy game is always a huge rivalry. But they like playing the best. It brings out the best, and they want to be challenged. That's the way midshipmen are, and that's the way the athletes here are at Navy.
Do you find out more about your kids in a situation like that? Because when everybody's winning and it's you're front-running, it's almost kind of easier, but when you do have moments like you had back then, do you find out some things individually about players or maybe some of the toughness that they need to go forward?
Well, sure. You have to learn how to keep leads and win games. You have to learn how to come from behind. There's different scenarios that you can never predict. So before games, we have to think about how we want to start and the formation of the other team and how we want to play. But at the end of the day, you can't predict where we're going to go from there because it's dictated by a lot of things. And then there's injuries other teams have or you have that you have to play around. So we have to kind of prepare for every situation. But we like to play the best because the difference is some of these high-level teams, their athleticism and their speed of play and the pressure they put on you the moment you have the ball, it's intense. And you have to learn to survive technically and make the right choices at those moments. So that's the hard part is when you play big games, are these kids ready to do this at that pace?
You mentioned defensively and really at a good quality. I mean, you basically went a month and a half without giving up a goal. I mean, what was the key to playing with that kind of quality?
We've been playing a lot this year with an attacking 11 and a defending 11. You know, we talk a lot about being very compact in team defense and organization and communication and things that make us good as a team, and then attacking in numbers. So when we attack, our defense doesn't get a rest. We want them going forward too and doing the things that they do. And we want that game in and game out. And that's difficult, you know, when you're playing a team that maybe isn't as strong and you're up a few goals, do your wide backs continue to sprint forward at every moment? And we want that. We want to play our style of soccer against every team we play.
You guys had a chance to, as you mentioned, you never know when an injury, illness, or something may come up. You had a chance to play without Claire. And how did you see your team reacting in a situation like that? And obviously, you will have her back for Saturday.
Well, it's a next man up attitude from our football team. I believe it was last year they had that motto. We train everybody. We train players in specific spots, and sometimes we move them. But it's these things are part of the game. They're not an excuse when you lose a player. It's part of the game. It happens to everyone. It happens all the time. And you have to have trained everybody and have the depth to just have the next player step up and take that role and move players around, and it all works out in your favor.
I've seen the quality of the league, and obviously, you know, bringing another good program like BU in forces everybody else in the league to either make that commitment, as you and I have talked about in the past, or not make that commitment. But we've seen the level of play certainly pick up. Your thoughts on what you've seen from them since they've come in and how it's added to the quality of the league and made other people have to get better?
Yeah, they're excellent. They've always been good. They were dominant in the league they came from as well. So, you know, I'm one of those people, and I think the mids would all agree, you want to play the best. Nothing should be easy. It's no fun winning games unless you earn them. So we like to play the best. We like the teams in our league to all be very good, and we like to challenge ourselves. So that's what it does. And the more quality teams and the more parity there is in the league, then the more it challenges you.
I was going to say, you as a player, you played at the highest level. You challenged yourself. And, you know, within your program, have you been able to consistently carry that quality over from team to team? Because you've been here a long time. There's a lot of things in soccer I know that you could have accomplished, maybe even other places, but you've chosen to stay here. Why have you been able to stay here? Because you won, you know that, but there probably are some other things you could have done, but why have you stayed here as long as you have?
The quality of the people here, not just the school and the staff, and that's all very important, and they're wonderful, but the athletes are driven. And none of the players we have here just want to be handed things. They want to work. They come from the environment of how can I get better, what can I do, and they put their team first. So for me, I think I find myself more like them as an athlete in that I want to earn stuff. I want to get better, and that's part of what we do in the recruiting process. We tell players, we will make you better. That's a promise we make. You're not a finished product right now. So we teach and we push, and once a player hits a certain level, we push them more. And I tell them, that's great, pat on the back, but now we're going to raise your standards. And they hold themselves accountable. They don't want to hand it to them either. And you know, the ones that maybe don't get as many minutes or don't feel like they're producing as much, they come in here and ask how they can do better, how they get better, how they can help our team more. It's not about athletes and their personal accolades. It's about the team, and I love that. It's always been that way here, and that's what I love and respect about the Naval Academy.
Soccer has been good to your family? I mean, it's a family unit with the Gabara family. Just what has soccer meant to all of you? Where, I mean, it's been so much. I mean, obviously now you got one playing on the collegiate level. You got one that's, you know, doing great things on the high school level. Just what has soccer meant to your family as a whole?
It's definitely part of the fabric of our family. And it's funny because, you know, you go out in the high school and the club scene and parents are always saying, well, academics first and it's so important to do this. And I completely agree. But those same people say, and sports don't matter. And I can't say that. I can't tell my kids that. Go make sure you take all these AP classes and sports don't matter, because they do matter. They're part of who we are and what we've always done and both my husband and my career. So we're very thankful and we understand that there's more to it and what it does for you intangibly and the character traits it can help, you know, individuals build. So it's part of who we are, and I think we're known for that. And sometimes it puts a lot of pressure on my kids because they try to earn their own way. And, you know, my son's college essay was about how he wants to be known for his own accomplishments, not his parents. So it puts a lot of pressure on them, but I think they've handled that and it's made them better people too.
So I can say, as parents who have obviously coached this game at a very high level, how do you define that line, and obviously watching as parents and contributing maybe if asked or when asked by your kids, you know, for advice? How do you keep that level where, as you mentioned, they're doing things and accruing things on their own?
We want them to work, and I think that's been something they've learned from a very young age, is team first. It's about the team. It's not about me, and how can I make my team better? And they've all had hard lessons on that when they were little, when they weren't doing the right things in our eyes as far as being good teammates. But they get that, because I think it's what we instill in our own teams and our own programs, Jim and I, and I think it's what we want from our own players, and they can read that. And, you know, they've both grown up with me doing recruiting calls on the phone in the car with them, and they hear what's important to us, and they hear what's important. And they have a coaching side. They when they do interviews or they talk to other people about their teams, you can hear coaching points come out that they've heard from us. So, you know, everybody learns from their parents in different ways, and we think they don't pay attention to the lessons we're trying to give them, but they always have, and they've taken that in.
Erin Gabara, she's simply brilliant. Her record speaks for itself. We'll see if she can lead her team to another regular season title and secure home field for the Patriot League tournament. Joe Miller has the call tomorrow night on the Patriot League Network at 7. Back with volleyball coach Larry Bach in a moment. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Time to talk volleyball with Larry Bach. And your club has really had a fantastic season. And even though two results of late here did not go their way, fifth set Dramatics, they bounced back on Saturday, took care of their business against Loyola. A great sign, because toward the end of a long, grueling season, those kind of defeats can beat you multiple times. Happy with the way they reacted on Saturday?
Really happy with Saturday, because not only did we win, but we played real well. And that could have been a letdown match for a lot of mortal teams, but I think this team's special.
Your captain, Tara Dotshauer, what has she been able to do, not only on the floor, but in the locker room when you all can't be there all the time? How has she been, from a leadership standpoint, to keep this team going forward?
Well, she's a coach's dream as a leader. Tara, not just on the court, but even more so outside, is just steady Eddie. You know, she's leading by example in how she plays and how the team should play. And, you know, she's just kind of a rock. She's so steady, so solid. We can all follow her.
You know, this, and again, the seniors talk about it. A couple years ago, that group that were sophomores then could have gone in two different directions based on what was happening. You know, what has been the key to them, obviously, getting on that right fork in the road and having such a positive experience and building this program now to where you literally believe you can win a championship this year?
Yeah, as painful as it was, you know, 2 years ago, we were 2-17 at one point with a lot of the same group. And I think they must have made a decision. We've not talked about it, but something happened at that juncture in this program and with that group that they took the right and correct fork in the road, and they've not had too many hiccups since that time.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And let me ask you this, for you as a coach, you haven't had many experiences like that in all the years that you've been coaching volleyball. How difficult was that for you to get through an experience like that?
What was really interesting about that time in 2015 was none of us, there were none of us in the room that had been through anything even remotely like that. So we all kind of got to share it together and figure it out together. And that was a real group effort to turn it around that year. And just a testament to the quality of the people in the gym every day, that they were sweating bullets. And boy, did they come around. And since I think Justin probably has the numbers, but since that time, they've steadily gotten better ever since. Now we got to continue that path. We got a way to go.
Yeah. Obviously, you got to have good players. And let's start with your setter, Patricia Mattingly, who as a junior, you know, resets the assist record in her junior season for rally scoring. Just how big of a rock is that to have a setter who, at all times, you know, more than likely, is going to make the right decision and the right play for your team?
Patricia's a little bit like Peyton Manning was toward the end of his career, where, you know, she's out there choreographing things herself. She's following a general game plan, but the offense is hers, and she's a little like Univac, but she is able to figure out on her own who the best option, the best offensive option is at any one time and at what place she runs that option. And she's always won. She's been a winner consistently her whole career, and we know now why. Yeah, she has the whole game, you know, right from being a tactician down to a great technician as a setter.
Obviously, one of the people that benefits from her, you mentioned a winner. I mean, Maggie Phillips comes into this program 114-4 in her high school career at Loudoun County High, and she now seems to be exhibiting those same traits now for you as you all try to compete for first place and this championship as an outside hitter for you.
Yeah, Maggie's a stud. She's just such an amazing, great athlete that she really is the thermostat of this team. As Maggie goes, so will the team. And yeah, we were really, really good at most different parts of this season. And the reason we were good, the reason we went from wherever we were last year to a whole step or two better this year, that was Maggie. We can chart Maggie's progress, and it simulates our whole team's progress. And Maggie has not just a great effect on her own performance, but the whole team is solidly on her shoulders. And when she goes great, the team goes great.
When you look at the team that you've been able to build here, and certainly, let's face it, there are programs within your league that have certain advantages. I mean, American's got a very international flavor to its roster and has for several years. They bring in a very high-quality player from overseas. But the fact that you and your program have been able to, you know, look those challenges in the eye and go out and identify players that not only want to play volleyball at a high caliber, but certainly want to be student athletes at a high caliber as well, because they're obviously intertwined here.
Well, we've definitely followed, and I'm smart enough to know, find people and teams that are successful and try to emulate what they do. And so many of our sports, and particularly football, have done it with the formula that we're going to get great athletes who are really smart and really committed and simply don't make many errors. And that's been the formula. We're not, this isn't a real big team. It's not a real powerful team, but they're so smart and so tenacious that they wear down other people. Our wins are generally just like 15 rounders. They're slugfests, and we wear out other teams. And you know, credit to American credit, and tip of the cap to Army. They were right there with us. I wish with both of them we could have gone six sets, but they were right there the whole way through five anyway.
Larry Bach, his team will be in action coming up on Friday and Saturday. Friday night against Holy Cross, senior night. Go out and say adieu to the seniors. And then back Saturday afternoon for a 4 o'clock matchup with Colgate as they try to maintain a high seed for the upcoming Patriot League Volleyball Tournament. More about what's happening around the yard, a quick peek ahead to next week's football happenings as well. It's the Navy Sports Magazine right here on the Navy Radio Network.
11 states, 13 institutions, some of the nation's largest markets. There is power in our size. Over 360,000 students, 2.6 million alumni. Their influence is power. And 21 championship caliber sports. We compete with power that make up a Power Six conference known across the country as the American.
I was at work, but I get this phone call, and on the other end is my daughter. She's crying.
Our 18-year-old was in an accident. When I call USAA, it was that voice asking me, is your daughter okay? That's where I felt relief.
It actually helped to know that somebody else cared and wanted to make sure that I was okay. That was really great.
The experience with USAA was very focused on family.
USAA took care of her car rental and getting her car towed. All I had to take care of was making sure that my daughter was okay. So to me, that was just wonderful.
We're the Rivera family, and we will be with USAA for life.
USAA, we know what it means to serve. Call today to talk about your insurance needs. 800-531-USAA.
Member paid for their participation. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Get to B-Dub's best seat in the house on Mondays for your chance to win transportation for you and five friends to and from B-Dub's, $100 in free food, and your chance to win tickets to a local pro football home game or a VIP big game viewing party for two in Las Vegas. Great food, great specials, and awesome prizes each week. No purchase necessary. Must be 21 years or older. One entry per person per week only, and must be present to win. Buffalo Wild Wings, Annapolis, Arundel Mills, Columbia, Laurel, and Bowie. You have to be here.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Basketball, of course, right around the corner. Veterans Classic starts November 10th with Memphis and Alabama, followed by the Mids and the University of Pittsburgh. Get your tickets now and help yourself to tickets for next year when Maryland is coming to town to take on Navy in the Veterans Classic in 2018. Navy men picked third in the upcoming Patriot League basketball standings. And for the women, it's a fourth-place prediction behind co-favorites Army and Bucknell, American ahead of the Mids as well. Mids, of course, having to replace Sarita Condi, but as is often the case, Stephanie Pemper finds a way to get that done. And how about the men? Picked to finish third. It's a big team. It's going to have some size. It's got a lot of good returning qualities as well. Fred DeCellis, it'll be a very, very good season for both Navy teams at Alumni Hall this coming season. We'll come back and wrap things up in a moment on the Navy Sports Magazine right here on the Navy Radio Network. Fans, don't forget the Naval Academy Business Services Division. Good folks over there and great supporters of Navy Athletics. Want to appreciate their support of the Brigade of Midshipmen. All profits earn fund club sports, extracurricular activities, and other quality of life events critical to developing midshipmen into our nation's future leaders. Come shop and dine at the Naval Academy and support the Brigade. For more information, go to the Naval Academy Visitor Center or log on to usnabsd.com. Don't forget big happenings on the yard. Navy Colgate Volleyball at 4, Navy and Bucknell Women's Soccer at 7. Two huge challenges. And then, of course, next week it is midweek football action. Thursday for the Mids at Temple in Philadelphia. Chance for the Mids to get back on the winning track and a secure bowl berth for the upcoming season as well. All that and more straight ahead. We'll talk about it all next week right here on the Navy Sports Magazine, the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today. Federally insured by NCUA. By Boeing, proud to support the Navy football team. Go Navy! And by Constellation, America's energy choice.